You said you would bake a pie to enter in the county fair? Her cousin Brady made a noise that sounded as if he were choking. Then, noticing Anna glaring at him, he cleared his throat and said, Sorry. Swallowed a feather. There were plenty of tiny loose feathers floating in the henhouse, but she doubted they had anything to do with Brady's reaction. It's not like I'm doing it for fun, she said. Mom would be so disappointed if somebody else's pie won the blue ribbon. I'm just trying to make sure that doesn't happen. What, by poisoning the judges? He reached to collect an egg, but snatched his hand back as the hen sitting on it burst into angry squawks. Waiting till the hen calmed down from the encounter, Anna slid her hand under it with a practiced motion and set the egg carefully in Brady's basket. Honestly, she told her cousin, sometimes I think you're more chicken than the chickens. When she saw the look on Brady's face, Anna was immediately sorry. Brady couldn't help it that he wasn't comfortable around animals, any more than she could help being such a terrible cook. Luckily, he wasn't the type to hold a grudge, either. Once the chores were finished, Brady said, Tell you what, why don't we try to bake a pie together? Anna regarded her cousin doubtfully. He was actually a terrific cook, but he always made things nobody in the family had ever heard of. Fancy gourmet things with names in French like Crepe Suzette and Vichyssoise. Somehow, she couldn't see him making anything as ordinary as a pie. Come on, he said. I made a Linzer tort when I was 9. I think I can handle a cherry pie. Half an hour later, they were in the kitchen, and the pie was coming along beautifully. There was just one problem. Brady was doing all the work himself. Anna had tried to help, but after her first batch of filling came out full of lumpy globs of cornstarch, their collaboration quickly turned into a one-man show.